Country Club FM.
This is what you've all waited for. There's no doubt about that. The Bob Almanac, brought to you by something else that everybody's been waiting for. A coffee that is lower in acidity and is delicious all at the same time with the perfect balance of flavors. And somebody's been waiting for a coffee you can drink all day without any repercussions. We have that coffee, and they just happen to sponsor the Bob Almanac. It's Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. Disabled, veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Today's Almanac, it's Tuesday, December 1st. We know that, despite the fact we don't have a calendar here in the studio. We found a way to make it work. 336th day of the year, we have 30 days left to go. This date, Henry Ford, well, he became well known for a number of things. Maybe best known, obviously, the car that has and bears his name. But maybe he's best known for revolutionizing how those cars and vehicles were built. Because the Ford Motor Company on this date institutes the first moving assembly line for the Model T. Boy, they could then pump them out, and then they sold thousands of these babies. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they had them, Model T's. Priced where you could afford it. You know, the average guy could afford it.
The old Tin Lizzy.
Yep.
I just finished the movie Ford versus Ferrari. I thought that was really good.
It was good, huh?
It was Shelby and Ken Miles and going to Le Mans and beating Ferrari, and they were doing it with a Ford GT, and Mustang was coming out. It was Lee Iacocca was involved in that. It's a really good movie. Good period piece. And it's available on various streaming platforms and your movie-type channels that you have to pay for. Although it was nice because I think it's still going on now. It's like an HBO. All of my movie channels are free right now. They're trying to get me.
I didn't check it last night.
They're trying. Maybe they're done now. They were still going last night, as I can tell. They're trying to get me to pay more than I already pay, which is way too much. I already pay way too much.
Yes, I do,
for television. And I'm not going to pay any more HBO. But thanks for trying, and thanks for giving us a free weekend. So that was 1913, Ford Motor Company. How about 1955? Pretty big day in history.
You did not get up.
No,
I didn't. You know why?
Yes, because I didn't think I should have to get up. I had already paid my fare, and I'm sure he didn't pay any more than I did. And I didn't think that once we take a seat, even in under the segregation conditions, that we should be made to stand up.
She refused to give up her seat. She was tired of giving in, she said. That's
good.
Rosa Parks from a 1995 episode of Larry King Live. That would have been 40 years after she did it on this date, 1955. She was a seamstress. She was arrested in custody. She didn't give up her seat to a white man. And that started, that really brought the civil rights battle to the forefront. That really kicked it off, the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, and it just kind of sprung from there. And it all started, the epicenter of it, 1955, Rosa Parks. 1959, hands off Antarctica, because there's so much to do at Antarctica. It's a very friendly place, Neil.
Yeah, everybody, the neighborhoods are always packed.
Unless you're a penguin, 12 countries, including the U.S. and USSR, signed a treaty that said, you know what, we're not going to use Antarctica for military activity. We're going to leave it to the penguins.
Just leave it be.
It's on the South Polar ice cap, and there's a lot going on there except for military stuff. It's a harsh, harsh environment down there, Neil.
If somebody said, we're going to take you there on an all-expense-paid trip for a week, would you go?
No. 1959 is when that happened. 1969.
The draft lottery. A live report on tonight's picking of the birth dates for the draft. Here at Selective Service Headquarters in Washington is CBS News correspondent Roger Mudd.
Good evening. It was 29 years ago that the first and most famous lottery number, 158, was drawn as the United States entered World War II.
So 1969, the government held its first draft lottery. They did it live on network TV. Jeez. And so these young men were sitting, draft eligible, waiting to hear if their birthday was being called. I'm sure if anybody lived through that. It had to be nerve-wracking. Are you going to Vietnam? Are you not?
Yep.
1969. You know, they preempted Mayberry RFD on CBS to show the coverage. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm sure I
you
wasn't.
You have poo-pooed Mayberry RFD in the past. I mean,
yeah, it was not my favorite.
What do you have against Ken Berry? He only did his best. He's not Andy Griffith, Neil.
It was Howard Sprague that I struggled with.
Okay, well, that's too bad. Because Ken Berry gave it his all.
He did.
I mean, he tried his best to save that franchise.
He did.
And ended up on Mama's Family. So that was 1969. 1982.
He auditioned for the female lead on a soap opera and became the hottest new actress in America. Mm. And you know what? No one knows his new identity, not even the girl he's madly in love with. Soon everyone will know that she's Dustin Hoffman and he's Tootsie.
1982, cross-dressing became just oh so popular after this movie. People were just dressing up, putting on wigs and dresses, all because of Dustin Hoffman and Jessica Lange. Tootsie on this date, 1982. How about 84, 2 years later, another pretty good flick.
May I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for Victor Meadlin.
I have nothing to say to you.
Do you? You just got your badges and your guns and you're on the job, right? Make sure we get the right drinks because if I drink club soda, I'll throw up.
I'm pretty sure they fell for the banana in the tailpipe, did they not?
I believe they did.
I've ever been in my life. Stays nice in my apartment.
One of the funniest movies of all time, and it still taught a lesson as well. Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, Judge Reinhold. It was good. You had Taggart. You had Roseweed. You had the whole crew. The first one. The first two are good. I never saw the third one.
I did. It was not as good.
Another movie debuted on this date in 89.
What he's going to get is the gift that keeps on living.
Merry Christmas.
His family.
We didn't come to impose.
Oh, hell, there's plenty of room.
Do you sleep with your brother? Do you know how sick and twisted that is, Mom?
Well, I'm sleeping with your father.
Have you got a kiss for me?
You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got lip fungus they ain't identified yet.
But no holiday.
Oh, and Cousin Eddie shows up. That there, Clark, is an RV.
Yep.
So, Christmas Vacation. For me, personally, when it comes to movies, feature films that were in the theater, you know, not Rudolph or Santa's Coming to Town or the Charlie Brown special, but as far as feature films, if I only had one to watch during the Christmas season, and I know A Christmas Story is great, you've never seen it, but Christmas Vacation would be my one movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I mean, that rivals the original Vacation,
right?
The first one, as the best. So that was Christmas Vacation 1989, 92 in the news.
Dan, we begin with a done deal. The high school girl who admits shooting a Long Island housewife will pay for her crime of passion with years behind bars. And now Amy Fisher is said to be turning against her alleged lover.
Amy Fisher sentenced to 5 to 15 years in prison for shooting and seriously wounding this woman who talks to the news.
After the plea bargain, Mary Jo Buttafuoco is bitter, angry at allegations against her husband. Furious that the DA appears to be taking them seriously.
This girl is an attempted murderer, a liar, a prostitute, and the DA is...
And thankfully a bad shot.
Right.
Otherwise she wouldn't be standing there. So that was this date, 1992. 97 on the basketball court.
Asked Spree to leave practice, and he didn't, and... The words kind of escalated to some physical contact, and then...
And that physical contact was a choke.
Chokehold.
It was a chokehold. Latrell Sprewell, who in the future and a few years later would be a member of the Timberwolves. Did he choke anybody when he was here?
I don't believe so. He complained about his pay.
Well, his family almost died of hunger.
Right.
Because what they were paying him was not enough to feed his family.
$14 million.
As you recall, no. I mean, there are many families that get $14 million a year, and they have a hard time putting... food on the table. Come on.
Mac and cheese
How
again?
How insulting was that?
Oh, my God. People
it was big time. They didn't know. So, Latrell Sprewell assaulted and choked his coach, P.J. Carlissimo. That was with the Golden State Warriors at the time. He was suspended for 10 games. That was 1997. Same day.
Kenny G, the artist formerly known as Kenneth Gorlick, is no stranger to records. He sold over $75
million. Wow.
Today, the smooth jazz maestro attempts to add another record to his collection. By playing the world's longest saxophone note.
And he succeeded. 45 minutes and 47 seconds. He played the same note, Neil. You know how that's possible? He's got a stoma.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. No, I'm not. He's got a. There's a breathing technique for people that play and sing and things. They're able to still exhale but breathe in at the same time. I don't know how they do it. It's magic. I don't know if it's electronic or some kind of a mechanism, but he was able to hold. I'm sure it was a middle C. If you're going to hold any note for 45 minutes and 47 seconds, it's got to be a middle C, right?
Right.
So that was in 97. So. Way to go, Kenneth Gorlick. And then in 2004.
That's nightly news for this Wednesday night. I'm Tom Brokaw. You'll see Brian Williams here tomorrow night, and I'll see you along the way.
And Brian Williams will be there and say that he's a former president and he just came back from war. And what else did he say? He was just at the North Pole and he climbed Mount Everest and he walked on the moon.
And walked on water.
Tom Brokaw said bye-bye, NBC Nightly News. He'd been there nearly 20 years. He did a nice job on NBC.
Nice job.
Told us about the Greatest Generation.
South Dakota native.
Yeah, Midwest guy. All the great broadcasters come from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's just true. It's a proven fact. 2004, and then last year.
Kate Evans assisted in the decades-long development of the Cosmic Crisp that started by simply cross-pollinating the Enterprise apple with the blockbuster Honeycrisp.
So 20 years from that initial cross that was
Look out, Honeycrisp, you have some new competition because this year, a year ago, 2019, the Cosmic Crisp apple goes on sale in Washington State. I don't know what the people at the University of Minnesota think about it. They use their own apple, the Honeycrisp, to cross-pollinate and make this new Cosmic Crisp. They say it's crunchier.
I haven't tried it.
It's sweeter than the Honeycrisp, and its shelf life is longer. It's not as long as a Twinkie, but this is an apple that can last up to a year. So it keeps better and longer than most other apples, if not all other apples.
Right.
So 2019, who's going to keep an apple around for a year? Not at my house.
Not at my house.
Not going to last that long. It's eventually going to become pie.
I'm fine with Honeycrisp.
Hey, the Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee that you can drink all day. We have birthdays.
What are you saying? No, you're a beautiful, intelligent woman. You've changed my life in meaningful ways. I mean, didn't you read the Time interview? I raved about you.
Woody Allen is 85 today. A lot of movies as a director and a writer and, of course, as an actor. That might be Dana Carvey doing him. I'm not sure. He's 85 today. A little strange, a little weird. He married his stepdaughter.
Right.
That it wasn't a blood daughter. It was Mia Farrow's daughter that she had with, who's the guy, Andre Previn, the band leader.
Yes.
Woody Allen, 85 today. The Merry Mex, Lee Trevino. He's another one of those guys, just like Arnold Palmer, just missed out on the career Grand Slam in golf. He won three of the four. I think the one he missed out on was the Masters, Neil.
I think you're right.
Lee Trevino.
Very enjoyable. Oh, funny guy.
Anybody who went out to that Greats of Golf when he was playing at Blaine and the 3M Open and then prior to that at Bunker Hills.
And I did.
It was a treat just watching the guy. He just has a lot of fun out on the golf course.
Likes
Unlike
to
you,
talk.
Neil, I don't know when's the last time I've seen you have a lot of fun. You're usually complaining and throwing clubs, but maybe that's the only time that I'm with you.
You'll be incorrect there.
I would be?
Yes. I have a lot of fun on a
Well, let me just say that you do have your moments, though.
I think everybody who plays golf has their moments.
You're the only one that I play with who says I got to break something. Anybody who's played with you, Neil, knows that you've said, I got to break something.
And I usually ask if somebody has something I can break.
But the funny thing is you've broken a few things, but every time you say, I got to break something, you don't always break it.
I know.
You just have... You probably have high expectations for your golf game, maybe higher than you should.
I should. You're right.
So Eric Bloom, who's a guitarist, and he does some singing for Blue Oyster Cult. This song could use more cowbell. Eric Bloom is 76. Bette Midler, 75.
What is it?
It's Macaroni Midler.
Macaroni Midler?
Yeah, yeah. See how you're singing?
Yeah. Well, you made a long journey from Milan to Minsk.
There was Fusilli Jerry, and there was Macaroni Midler. Only Kramer could come up with that. Bette Midler, and then she got run over at home plate by George. George ran her over at home plate, put her in the hospital. Bette Midler is 75.
I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to cry the tears. At 65 years old.
Nice.
Gilbert O'Sullivan had a couple of hits. This is probably his biggest one. This one is sad. It's a lonely song. I'm alone again, naturally.
Great tune.
He's 74. That's some 70s music for you. The actor Treat Williams. I don't have any audio for Treat, but just that name.
Right.
Treat Williams. Obviously, he's 69 today, and obviously he can't own any pets.
No.
Because just the name, just the word treat, if you have a dog, they go bonkers.
Right.
Even our cats, our dumb cats, know the word treat. So Treat Williams is pet-free, maybe a parrot or a turtle. He's 69.
And JR has actually offered to buy me a car for graduation. Boy, if I would have known my getting married would have made him that happy, I'd have done it a long, long time ago.
Right. You just go toddling down the aisle in your diapers, I suppose.
I'm not that young. I'm almost 19, you know.
Whoa. Charlene Tilton, 4'11". She was a dynamo.
She was.
On Dallas. You know, she was married to Johnny Lee.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
He mentioned that, I think, at the concert when we saw him down in Branson. Charlene Tilton, believe it or not, is 62. And Steve Walsh, the quarterback. He went to Miami. He was from Creighton-Durham Hall. And he had a good college career, and then he came in here with the Bears and upset the Vikings. Oh, and yeah. I think the 94 playoffs, we were heavily favored. We had Warren Moon, Chris Carter, the whole thing.
How did that happen?
We had Robert Smith, and he came in here and throttled the Vikings. That game isn't used enough when you talk about Viking collapses and,
no doubt.
And Viking disappointments. That game is not, because they were set up. I don't know. I can't remember if they had, it was the wild card game. I can't remember if they had home. They did have home field advantage the next round. But anyway, I mean, it was a huge disappointment. Yeah, they should not have advanced. So he is, happy birthday, Steve Walsh from Creighton-Durham Hall in St. Paul. He is 54.
Gone, but not forgotten. She came up with an idea to put famous people into wax. Wax model creator Madame Marie Toussaint, born on this day, 1761. She was an Emmy Award-winning actress. Mary Martin, also the mother of actor Larry Hagman. She was Peter Pan in the early one that I watched back in the 60s, maybe even late. Was that late 50s?
She's no Sandy Duncan, though.
No. Mary Martin. 1913. He was a Bosley on Charlie's Angels, David Doyle.
Let me grasp this. You mean that you three will be frolicking about at some spa, shirking your responsibilities while I am here, sweating over a hot set of bookkeeping ledgers?
You know, he didn't get enough credit.
No.
You know, the Angels were out there busting perps and solving all these crimes, and Bosley was kind of the brains behind the whole thing. He was the liaison between Charlie and the Angels.
Mm-hmm. And he did a fine job.
And he didn't get enough credit.
David Doyle there, 1929. One of my favorite singers of the 70s, Lou Rawls.
You'll never find
smooth.
As long as you live.
If your 70s song doesn't have this in the kind of as the baseline,
then it wasn't 70s.
It's not a 70s song.
Never mind.
The man could sing. Lou Rawls, born on this day, 1935. Emmy Award-winning actor, comedian, a funny man, Richard Pryor.
That's right. That's right. We're bad. That's right. That's right. Darn right.
Now, as raunchy as he was in his stand-up, Do you remember when he hosted a children's show Saturday mornings on CBS?
Yes.
It was called Pryor's Place. Ooh, it was very Sesame Street-like. It had it had Muppets and puppets and things. And
he knew how to relate to the kids, too.
He certainly did. He had to check his language at the door, though.
Yes, he did.
And he was able to do that. That's how much of a professional he was. Think about that.
He was a very funny man. He had some personal demons, you could say. But
he almost burned himself to death.
Right. The guy was a genius. Richard Pryor, born on this day in 1940. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot another great 70s tune.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
I think you got so carried away with your love of Lou Rawls, you forgot Billy Paul.
I could have.
And not you, your staff.
Right.
1934. That's a good one, too. Al Wilson's Show and Tell.
Yes.
Are two of the greats. Billy Paul.
Very
1934.
Nice.
Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Neil's going to start a string here of nothing but music, and if the almanac wasn't so long, he'd have more songs, but he's willing to sacrifice
for
the sake of the world's greatest almanac. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon long run of music? You probably don't mention enough. It's also the start of the no-repeat workday here on Bob FM. Charlie Pride, Mountain of Love, Oak Ridge Boys, Beautiful You, or Tim McGraw, something like that.
I'm going to go Oak Ridge Boys today.
Bob FM.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.